Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The information depicted in this podcast is purely for informational purposes only. Please consult your healthcare professional before making any changes to your lifestyle or routine.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Boost Your Biology podcast. My name is Lucas, and I am the founder of Ergogenic Health. Together in this podcast series, we will go underground to explore cutting-edge health and human performance insights that you simply cannot search on Google to help you upgrade your existence. So, without any further ado, let's jump into today's episode. What's up, fam? Lucas here. I want to take a moment to announce a couple of things to all my new listeners on the podcast. Firstly, if you're looking to upgrade your brain function, whether that be through reducing brain fog, enhancing verbal fluency, improving confidence, motivation, drive, or even orgasm intensity, then check out my nootropics course, which can be found on my website at www.ergogenic.health. And you'll see at the top, it will say courses, where you can use the discount code BYB15 to save 15% off. In addition, I also have a sleep optimization masterclass and a testosterone optimization course that can also be accessed on my website. Again, you can use the same discount code BYB15 to save 15% off. And I wanted to quickly give a shout out to my friends over at Neurotech. They've recently launched a new nootropic formula that's designed to have an anti-stress effect and help one with their sleep. This particular hot chocolate formula is designed to help one unwind after a hard day at work. It contains some pretty unique ingredients such as magnesium glycinate, L-theanine, and some other adaptogenic herbs. You can use the discount code BYB to save 20% off on all Neurotech products. That's BYB to save 20% off. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today, I am joined in with a special guest joining me in all the way from the US. Today, we have on the show Chris from SES Research. So Chris, welcome to the show, man.
Lucas, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to sit down and have a conversation with you that might positively impact your audience.
Awesome. So maybe, Chris, you want to let my audience know a little bit about your journey and like how you got so fascinated into C60?
The one thing that I can assure you is the fascination in C60 was intentional. The kind of being on your show and talking about a supplement related to C60 was absolutely accidental, and it wasn't an accidental I created. It was just an accidental in the research associated with it. So let's kind of back up and talk about C60. What is this molecule and why are we here talking today? So in 1985 at Rice University here in Houston, Texas, that's where I'm based, they discovered the third form of carbon. We're familiar with diamond, we're familiar with graphite. And now there's a whole gamut of molecules called fullerenes. The most abundant of those, and I'm holding a model of one up right now, is C60. We affectionately call it a buckyball. And for those who are listening, if you just imagine a soccer ball, something that Lucas and I have in common playing soccer, if you imagine a soccer ball, the lines on the soccer ball represent the bonds between the carbon atoms. So you have this spherical molecule of 60 carbon atoms. So again, at Rice University, three professors discovered it in 1985. By 1996, those three professors won the Nobel Prize for this discovery. This material is pretty amazing. I like to say it performs as well or better than the current best material in almost every application. Better ink, better tires, better batteries, better photocells. And there's even a new symbol in chemistry. This is one of the ways you know you're in line to get, you know, a Nobel Prize, is if they add a symbol to chemistry based on your discovery. The at symbol is, you know, we're familiar with it with our email addresses, means something trapped inside of that buckyball. So lanthanum at C60, and it turns out that the interior of the ball is big enough for any atom on the periodic chart to fit inside of it. So lanthanum at C60 means lanthanum physically trapped inside of it, not covalently or ionically bonded with the exterior. So they won the Nobel Prize in 1996. It has all these amazing properties, and we'll kind of fast forward through a lot of kind of interesting stuff that we could get back to maybe. In 2012, for various reasons, they thought this molecule would be toxic. In 2012, they published the results of a toxicity study. In that toxicity study, they gave rats water, rats olive oil, and then rats olive oil with, well, really at this point, I start creating a demarcation between C60 and ESS60. C60, carbon-60, is for industrial applications, and there's peer-reviewed published research that proves when it's improperly processed, it's actually harmful.
Right.
ESS60 is C60 that's been processed for safer human consumption. So again, they gave those rats water, olive oil, and then olive oil with the ESS60 molecule. Instead of being toxic, those rats that they gave, and really it's the MyVitalC formula, those rats lived 90% longer than the control group. So this is like a great place for a pregnant pause, because 90% longer is the longest longevity experimental result in history on mammals, peer-reviewed published research. So it ticks a whole lot of the boxes that you're sharing with your audience, right? Like I'm going and you're researching the research, or, you know, delving into the research, and is it peer-reviewed? Check. Is it on an animal model? Better than in a petri dish? Check. And we're working on human studies. That's to come. But at this point, peer-reviewed published research, 90% extension in life. If you're looking to live longer, by the way, a lot of people aren't looking to live longer, and I'll talk about that in a second. But if you're looking to live longer, the next best research way to live longer is calorie restriction.
Yep.
So it's well documented in multiple animal models that if you reduce your calorie consumption by 30%, you can extend your life by 30%. I call that the starve yourself one-third to death diet. And it doesn't really seem like many people are signing up for that. Maybe it's a marketing, they need to work on their marketing spend a little bit. But even with that restriction, and you know, we're kind of Westerners, so let's be realistic. It's not 30% over the typical Western diet of a reduction. It's a 30% reduction from where your BMI index says you should be at. So at least in America, I think it's to a lesser degree in Australia and America, that's probably more like 40, maybe 50% reduction in your current calorie consumption. That only buys you a 30% extension of life, whereas taking this product, this MyVitalC formula, is associated with a 90% extension in life.
Mm. So that's the famous longevity study that literally everyone talks about online. And so this 90% increase in lifespan, can we touch on some potential mechanisms, like what they suspect, how is it working?
Yeah, absolutely. So first, we don't know exactly. And I like to say that scientists much smarter than me are going to figure this out. I'm working to support them with material and insights if possible. But there will be smarter, you know, university professors who are going to ultimately figure this out. When you talk about lifespan, current medical thought processes, at least one of them is that life, that aging is related to oxidation and inflammation, right? And so it's not surprising that MyVitalC in this case is a great antioxidant. There's actually one study that shows it to be 172 times more powerful than vitamin C. Mm. And then the next one is inflammation. And so I'm sure it applies in Australia. Actually, I think Australia has stricter rules than here. But here in the United States, according to the FDA, if we're having a conversation about inflammation, you're absolutely having a conversation about a disease. And we have to be really careful. We can't make any disease. And I'll throw in our little disclaimer. The FDA has not evaluated our product. It is not intended to treat, diagnose, cure, or prevent any disease. What we can say about the product is it absolutely is beneficial as it relates to inflammation caused by exercise, right? Mm-hmm. So that's clearly not a disease. That's, you know, perturbations that are occurring throughout your exercise, and it helps with that. We can also say that it fits perfectly in an anti-inflammatory diet. That diet is associated with the blue zone people who tend to live longer, have reduced incidences of stroke, reduced incidences of heart attacks. And so we can say that it fits in that anti-inflammatory diet. I think your audience can probably read between the lines. So again, medical community says oxidation and inflammation, and the product in at least one area clicks both of those boxes. And there's another one that certainly has a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement, and that is in the mitochondria. So we know that in your audience in general, I've listened to some of your shows, probably knows that the mitochondria is a component of every cell, and it is the powerhouse of the cell. It is known the size of the molecule, so C60, right, the ESS60 molecule, is just 60 carbon atoms. I like to throw this number out because for dramatic effect, the average human cell has 100 trillion atoms in it, wow. Right? So you're talking about 60 atoms, which is basically like a soccer ball compared to Earth in terms of scale. So the buckyball can, the ESS60 molecule can and is known to get into the mitochondria. And if you had a room full of physicians who were mitochondrial experts and you asked them, hey, would it be good to have a free radical sponge, an antioxidant, actually in the mitochondria while it's going through its ATP energy producing processes, they would all raise their hand and say yes. And so that's certainly one of the potentials of how this is extending your life. Now, I'm going to throw one other kind of wrinkle in here. This actually comes from my director of research, and he thinks that there is some, and there's some articles that support this a little bit. One of them that you sent me, he believes that it actually works as an antagonist, so as an oxidant, and can cause some stresses in the body, which cause your body to take care of the senescent cells, right? And we're aware that HIIT training does that. We're aware that fasting does that. Exposure to extreme weather does that. And so that's just one of the theories. And there's a smattering of data out there that kind of supports that.
Yeah, I'd like to expand on that, because I think many people that take like sulforaphane and broccoli sprouts and other like antioxidants don't realize that the original intended use or purpose for the plant was a defense mechanism. And by acting as a defense mechanism, they can actually trigger, it's a stressful state. It actually triggers a mild stress on the body, and the body adapts and rebuilds resilience, similar to C60 in this case. So I'm seeing that across the board with many antioxidants that they do seem to trigger, you know, some degree of stress on the body, just like you said, with HIIT training, using a sauna, cold therapy, things like that. So yeah, it's cool to see there's similarities there.
And it's exciting because, again, we're really on like cutting edge of a number of fields in this conversation, right? One of them, lifespan. Another one, you know, just the conversation about ESS60. One of the articles that you sent me that you wanted to discuss, one aspect of it was the presence of really the C60 molecule caused it to use more ascorbic serum. So really, vitamin C introduced into the animal model when C60 was present, the amount of that serum available in that animal went down, which implies that the C60 was utilizing that ascorbic acid or maybe facilitating the antioxidant capability of that ascorbic acid. Typically, what they think that means is that that you're putting your body or whatever you've added is create an oxidative state. But then they looked at other tissues in those animal models and they were actually in an antioxidant state. So that it was serving as an antioxidant. So it supports this idea. Obviously more research needs to be done that C60 is facilitating. And again, maybe being a bit of an antagonist and then causing the utilization of that ascorbic acid, that vitamin C.
Awesome. So let's sort of let's take a look at some of the dosages that we see being used in some of these animal studies and maybe perhaps looking at how it can convert to a human dose.
Yeah. So we're very lucky. If you look at there's a couple other things. Let me talk a little bit about that original study. One exciting thing that came out of that study is not only did these rats live 90% longer, in fact, a typical Wistar rat lives about 32 months and has a known amount of tumors. The longer they live, the more tumor mass they have in their body. Despite the fact that the MyVitalC rats lived out to 62 months instead of 32, so 90% longer, none of them had any tumors. Right. So when you start talking and I have to be really I like to caution people because a lot of people are like, no tumors. Oh, cancer cure. And the answer is no. That's not even what that implies. There's a huge difference between dealing with a metastasized cancer and actually being a cancer preventative. We actually know things as simple as a good diet, exercise, good sleep are cancer preventatives, or in this case, even tumor preventatives. So it seems to fall into that category. So that's one amazing result. The other, when you're talking about dosing, they actually didn't give any of the rats any doses until month 10. So they were about one third through their 32-month typical life when they gave the very first doses. And then they actually stopped at month 17. So just 7 months of the rat's life, they were giving them dosage. And then even though they stopped at month 17, the rats that were given MyVitalC lived out to month, 62 months. So it's a pretty small, amazing piece. And we're actually going through the steps in order to rerun that study. And when we do, we will not be stopping at month 17. We will continue to dose the rats. Now, and this is very typical when you're talking about supplementation or drugs in rats. If you were to just do a per kilogram, how many mils per kilogram, and you calculate that up to a typical human, we'd actually be taking a full cup of this product. And just let's remember, this product is olive oil, mostly olive oil. You can't get too much of the ESS60 molecule to dissolve in it. It just doesn't dissolve. It also doesn't dissolve readily. We actually mix ours for 3 weeks. So you would be taking about a full cup of olive oil. That is a lot of olive oil. Thankfully, there's a thing called an allometric calculation. And what an allometric calculation is it takes into consideration, we're aware that the rat has a different metabolism than a human. And if you want to get kind of really geeky, it's proportional. The surface area of the rat and the surface area of a human or any other animal model is proportional to their metabolism. And so you can use that in an equation to calculate. And they do this all the time when they're taking a rat study and they want to run that same study in humans. And you do this allometric calculation. And for the average human, you end up with about 5 milliliters or 1 teaspoon as the proper serving size. Now, we have people taking less and reporting good things. And one of our most recent testimonials, and I think I emailed this to you because it's so recent. It's pretty amazing. We're in contact and supporting a guy who is a 2-time U.S. national ultra running champion. And he said when he started the product that he didn't really notice anything and he was taking a single serving. When he tripled it, he said, oh, wow, this is actually doing something. And the long and short of his testimonial is that he doesn't believe it helps him with recovery. He believes it prevents damage in the first place. And the way he believes that is on the last 10 miles of a 50-mile run, not a phrase you'll hear very often, but on that last 10 miles of a 50-mile run, he still has leg stability where in the past that was a performance issue.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I'd love to go back with the just as you're talking about the month 10 to month 17. I'm just trying to think about how we can do the equivalent in humans. Like, what would that be if we do, like, let's assume a human lives to 100, and like, how do we? I'm just trying to think, how can we replicate that?
So month 10 is about 1/3 of the rat's life. So if we're going to 100, then you'd be at like 33. Right. So you could start taking at 33. So for those of you in that range, it's not too late. So you could start at month 33 and then you go to month 17, which is just below 20. So just below 2/3. So you're going to go to about 60, 55, 60.
Yeah. Okay. But then all of the benefits still remained after. This is what I find amazing is the fact that, is that because C60 has a ridiculously long half-life? Like, do we know anything about its half-life?
That's the other thing that we don't know. It certainly implies that you've made some adjustments in the animal model, in the rat, that have carried through for a longer period of time. Mm. Current thinking is that the body excretes C60 in about 20 days, but it's such a small molecule, right? If it's kind of leaving a molecule here and there that's actually, you know, sticking in a mitochondria or running around and saying, hey, there's a, you know, pointing, there's a zombie cell, get rid of it. Like, whatever it's doing, it's very hard to get the exact measurement because when you consume it, it is actually at the monomolecular level. Some people ask, why don't you just consume pure ESS60? And it's just a black powder and you can consume it. There's lots of research. They've had rats inhale it, no problem. They've injected it subcutaneously, actually in pretty large, kind of bulky amounts, no problem. Some of it gets excreted and consumed it, also no problem. The problem in terms of utilization and bioavailability is that the ESS60 crystals have a significantly lower surface area than an individual model. And that's not hard to understand, right? Like, you've got a crystal which is made of tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of molecules. And you're saying, okay, now let's pull all of those 100,000 molecules out. And now we've got the surface area of the entire buckyball available for bioabsorption.
Mm. So given that it's such a small molecule, Chris, makes me wonder whether it has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier.
It does. Yeah, absolutely has the ability to cross the blood-brain barrier. So they've put down rats. They test the brains and they understand that yes, there is the presence of the ESS60 molecule, and in science and biology, that's often a yay and a oh no, right? Like, it's crossing the blood-brain barrier. Not much does. That blood-brain barrier exists for a reason. And so you want to protect the brain. And so that's kind of, whoa, let's be concerned here. And then the yay is not much crosses the blood-brain barrier. If we want to have an impact on the brain, we've got to get past it. And here's a molecule that's able to get past it. Our most consistent testimonial is people take the product in the morning, they report mental focus and energy during the day, and then better sleep that night. And so if you're talking about, having an impact on the brain, what we're hearing from our customers is only positive. And I can, if now is the right time, I can share a testimonial related to migraines.
Yeah, for sure. Let's jump into that.
Yeah. So one thing, any testimonial I'll ever share is going to be somebody I'm in direct contact with, or I've got a video or a written path back to them. I think that's just only fair. And mine, in this case, it's the geeky scientist who's sitting in front of you. I have a spreadsheet that started in 2014 mapping my migraines. I used to get 4 or 5 migraines a year. I had this spreadsheet because I'm trying to figure out like what's causing them. Maybe I drank too much. Maybe I played too much soccer in the heat. You know, whatever it is, I was trying to figure it out so I could fix those migraines because they really suck, right? And 2018 is when I started taking my Vital C on a regular basis, and I didn't get a single migraine that year. The next thing, if you couple that with my wife, used to get 9+ migraines per month. Oh. And the reason I always remember 9 is she had a prescription, and the prescription was 9 pills. They wouldn't give her any more, any migraine after 9. She had to just suffer through. It did take me a while to convince my wife to try the product. I will not lie. But when she started the product, she's down to like 1 a month or 1 every other month. And so it's having a positive impact. And I was listening to some of your podcasts. You talked about one, I think 2 ago, about anxiety. So first off, if we just say, you know, mental focus and energy during the day, that could help anxiety. Better sleep at night, that absolutely can help anxiety. And we do have testimonials. And the one that kind of stands out for me is I sent some free product off to an influencer, and she sent me back her first video. And she started the video with, "Well, I'm in the process of quitting smoking." Had I known she was in the process of quitting smoking, I probably would have said, "Let's wait until you're done smoking, you know, quitting smoking," because that's supposed to be a pretty miserable experience to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Despite that, she actually gave a very positive review. And one of her statements was, "I feel like I have a longer fuse with my children," right? Mm-hmm. And that's about anxiety and being calm and being able to handle a situation. I have 11-year-old twins, and being able to handle a situation that, you know, you kind of feel like you shouldn't have to handle at all, but you do have to handle it, right? Mm-hmm. So I see, and there's some other testimonials related to it, but yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that helps you as well as some of the products that you covered in your video.
Yeah, as you mentioned that, I was just trying to figure out, like, what's the potential mechanism there? Like, could it be interacting with the GABA receptors? Is it altering neurotransmitter status? Like, what could you hypothesize maybe what it's doing there? Or
I try to keep it as simple, given the data that we have right now. And the reality is, if you get better sleep, then it's your mental, physical, and emotional well-being is going to be better. And then I think it's the next step to go like, okay, well, why are we getting better sleep? In fact, I just had my guy pull some data, and I'm kind of holding it up to the screen here. You can't see the details. I'll jump into it. But basically, this is the beginnings of a sleep study. And it's really like, hey, let's collect data. And we're actually looking at really 3 pieces of data from people from a survey perspective, right? Please rate your sleep. Please say how easy it was to fall asleep, and then tell us how you felt the next day after the sleep, right? And if you look at sleep rating, the way the study went is we got 10 days of data before taking MyVitalC, 10 days on MyVitalC, 10 days off MyVitalC, and then 10 days back on MyVitalC. I don't know if you're going to be able to see this, but you can see on this one, right? The blue one is 10 days before taking MyVitalC, on, off, and then back on. 10 days before, on, off, and then back on. This one, the survey has a little bit of a challenge, but still shows some improvement. And then how they felt, again, before they started the product, on it, off it, and then back on it. And you'll notice that in every case, right, before they started the product and then after they were on it the second time, there's an improvement. And the average increases a 30% increase for their sleep rating, how was your sleep, a 20% rating for how easy was it to fall asleep, and then an increase of 20% on how they felt the next morning with a maximum. So we kind of pulled out, you know, cherry picked some data. The maximum was a 70% increase in sleep rating, a 60% increase in how easy it was to fall asleep, and a 40% increase in how they felt the next day. And this is just 10 participants. We're working to get this on up to 20. I am partnering with Oura Ring. We'll be able to pull data from the back end and really put together, we're hoping to put together a really full-on study that supports, you know, again, our most consistent testimonial.
That's
and
awesome.
Again, if you're improving your sleep, just everything's better. Right? Everything.
Were they dosing in the morning or before bed?
So I found out on, I think it was the second participant, they shared with me that they were taking it right before they went to sleep. Hmm. There is a small number of people who say if they take it later in the day, even in the afternoon, that it will keep them up at night. Again, you know, mental focus and energy during the day. So we do recommend people take it in the morning. I can share with you, it's not that many people who say it keeps them up, and it definitely doesn't apply to me, but I am not a good test case. I can take a cup of coffee and go right to sleep right away. I won't speak to how my quality of sleep might be, but I can actually be unconscious after a cup of coffee. So I'm not a good example, I don't think.
Chris, I really want to flesh out the different types of C60 products on the market, and specifically, you mentioned before about the solvents used and how they differ in the quality of these products. Tell us more about why people need to be really careful when selecting a C60 based product.
Well, so I'll give you some interesting stories. So there was one manufacturer. We're the largest manufacturer and distributor of ESS60 on the planet, and one of the largest of just industrial C60 on the planet. And actually, a number of people have spun up in China and are selling this product. They see some opportunity, so they're spinning up. And that makes us a little bit nervous. I think it makes people nervous in general. The story that I'll share with you is not a good story, but basically one of our customers was purchasing the raw powder from us, and they were purchasing a non-refined version of the powder. We have multiple grades. And we didn't know exactly what they were doing because it was early on, and we didn't know how, most of our business right now is selling the ESS60 to go into product and actually selling the oil. But in the early days, we were mostly geared towards selling to research institutions around the world. They're doing all this amazing research. When we figured out what he was doing, that he was actually taking that product, putting it in an oil, and then selling it for human consumption, we actually had a phone call with him and said, listen, that's the wrong product. You can't buy that product, stick it in oil and sell it because we're not getting rid of the solvents in it. And he didn't say, oh, I am. He just stopped buying from us, right? And that makes me really nervous about what decisions they're making in terms of profit and being focused on profit. And you couple that with we took 22 of the products that are out on the market, and this is really the C60 market. I call it kind of the industrial wild west, if you will, where ESS60 is kind of a refined product for human consumption. And we actually looked at the concentrations of 22 of the products that were out there. And the only phrase that I could come up with is that they were woefully low in concentration. There was one that was actually high in concentration, which was that same customer who used to buy from us. And what is absolutely true is if you have residual solvents in C60, you can get more of the C60 into the oil.
Right.
Right. So it facilitates that solution process.
What are these solvents that are being used?
Let's talk a little bit about how, why is C60 so expensive and how to make it. So first off, the current best technique for making it is you take two graphite rods, you put them in a reactor, in an inner environment, and you vaporize the graphite at the tips and you collect that soot. It turns out that graphite is one of the hardest materials on the planet to vaporize. So you're using local temperatures of the sun to vaporize it. In fact, we have a sight glass. You have to use a welder's goggle in order to look through it, or you'll burn your retina out. And if you actually let that light shine on your skin, you'll get a sunburn. So yes, it's local temperatures of the sun. The soot that comes out of that, let's say it's a really good process, is 10% fullerenes. So fullerenes are, yes, C60, that's the most abundant, but it's also C70, C76, C84. All of them are closed cage molecules, and they go on way up into high numbers. So the next thing is you've got to separate that material. Well, really, you got to get the 10% fullerenes away from the 90% carbon junk. And the way you do that is just like if you had sugar and sand, you could put it in water, the sugar would dissolve, you would filter it, the sand would stay on top of the filter, the sugar would come through in the water because it's actually dissolved in it, and then you would boil off the water and you'd have your sugar residual. Mm-hmm. Same things with fullerenes and carbon junk. Fullerenes will dissolve in a solvent like toluene, like hexane. You filter it, the carbon junk, which is 90% of what you produced, stays on top of that filter, and then the fullerenes go through in solution. You boil off that solvent, and you're left with a black powder, but that black powder is actually carbon-60, carbon-70, carbon-76, carbon-84, mostly carbon-60. So now you need to go through an HPLC process that also uses solvents, and then you separate it and isolate a pure C60. So that does use solvents. The final step before you turn it into what we call ESS16 is to make sure you get rid of all of that solvent, right? So you do a vacuum oven bake, which is at a high temperature, at a low vacuum, and then we actually have a proprietary washing process to make sure we're getting rid of it, all of the solvents. And then that is what goes in the oil. I mentioned earlier, we actually have to spin the oil for 3 weeks. In the original study, that original Paris rat study, they produced it, and we actually did in the beginning when we were making smaller quantities, in a 1 liter Erlenmeyer flask. They had to spin it for 2 weeks to get maximum concentration, which was about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter. What we found out is as we went to larger volumes, as we needed to increase our production to supply our customers, that that 2 weeks was not long enough. And so because we have an HPLC, because we test our product on a daily basis, we realized it actually takes 3 weeks in larger volumes. There's something about the fluid dynamics that cause it to not go into solution as quickly. And so it's a 3 week process. And then boom, you have your product. And I probably didn't answer your question.
It just goes to show you how, like, how complex it is to actually manufacture high quality grade, C60. I heard you just mention 0.8 milligrams per mil. Is that?
It's 0.8 milligrams per milliliter.
Per milliliter.
Yeah. So it's really small. And this is a good time since we're talking about concentrations. We actually do sell three oils. Olive oil, the concentration is about 0.8 milligrams per milliliter. Avocado oil is about 0.6. And then MCT oil is about 0.3. That's just the solubility of the ESS60 molecule in those different oils. And so our recommendation for two reasons is olive oil. One, yeah, it's got the higher concentration, and two, and kind of more in line with our pedigree, the research that Paris rat study was done with olive oil. So that's what I use.
So let's talk about why would somebody want to use like the MCT or the avocado base?
That's a great thing. And I'll be honest, I actually do use all three, but if I'm just going to take one, it's olive oil. So you're familiar with bulletproof coffee. Do you ever drink bulletproof coffee?
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a tablespoon of ghee. It's a tablespoon of MCT. Well, the MCT I put in my bulletproof coffee is purple because when you dissolve ESS60 in MCT oil, it turns a beautiful purple color. Its concentration is really low, but it's a beautiful color. And so I'm basically kind of boosting my bulletproof coffee with our MCT product. While that's mixing, I'll take about a teaspoon and a half of our olive oil product. And then on my salads, I like to put our avocado product just to kind of wrap up. Really, that kind of wraps up the day. Now, So if you look at the concentrations, again, olive oil is the one that you should use. And I can give you one other example. There are not many people, I think it's incredibly low percentage of people who are allergic to olive oil. In fact, we're in a store here in Houston called Beta. It's a really cool store. You should go look them up. It's like B and then 8TA, Beta. And it has the feel of like an Apple store, but the staff is trained to talk about all the products that are in the store. It's new kind of electronics, it's new stuff. In there, one of the employees is allergic to olive oil and MCT oil. And so he's taking our avocado oil and reporting good things.
Interesting. So then let's sort of discuss the dosage strategies or cycling strategies that you see most beneficial for, majority of the population.
So our typical recommended serving is that 5 milliliters or 1 teaspoon. And then I gave the testimonial of Anthony Kunkel. He got up to like triple dose. Most of the people here at the office, just because we have easy access to it, are taking more. My business partner just takes a sip right out of the bottle. So really it's up to you and what you're feeling is working for you. One thing I like about this supplement as opposed to a lot of others is you actually feel a difference, right? Like so many things out there, you just don't feel a difference and you're like, I don't know. In fact, we have a little bit of a challenge because it's not like you take the product and you get a niacin flush or you get some jitters and you're like, oh, that stuff's working. That doesn't really happen. But what the impact, the consistent impact is on that sleep. The problem with that is, like, Lucas, last night you maybe got an hour more sleep, and then tonight you may get an hour less sleep, depending on how strict you are with your schedule. By the way, the more strict you are, the healthier. But so a lot of people, it'll positively impact their sleep, and they'll be 3 weeks into this positive impact that they don't even notice until they think back and say, oh, I started sleeping really good when I started taking my Vital C.
Yeah. It's crazy how people just forget where they start, and like, after a little intervention, they forget, you know, the changes that have been made throughout the 3 weeks. So, Chris, what about like the, I know this is a bit of a hot topic at the moment, is like immune health. Like, have you seen any sort of research in that realm, like optimizing immune function at all?
Well, if you look at, there's a couple of components, right? So great antioxidant, we can throw it into the anti-inflammatory diet, right? To say it appropriately. It is a known antiviral. So when this was discovered in 85 and then Nobel Prize by 96, that's actually when AIDS was first coming into the forefront of research. And there's actually patents related to this molecule stopping the replication of the AIDS virus. So it is absolutely an antiviral. It has known antibacterial properties. Does it support your immune system? Really, if you're checking all those boxes, yes. Is there any particular data, like, do people get less colds? Do people get, you know, less flu? Do people avoid COVID? There is not data to support that.
Okay, that's fair. So I know you've just mentioned the human sleep study that you just presented before. Anything else going on at the moment that you're really excited to see results from?
Well, that's huge. We're, because of that Anthony Kunkel testimonial, I've really engaged a number of kind of high-level athletes, professional athletes that you might even recognize. And so we're working to get some testimonials from them. So I'm excited about that. That's not really a study. In order to redo the rat study, we actually have engaged an organization, and they're asking us to jump through four hoops.
It's not the World Health Organization, is it?
Oh, it is not the World Health Organization. No. but we do, like, we're working with a very reputable company. They're actually out of Hungary. And they want us to jump through four hoops. And so we've already jumped through the first hoop. We're actually working on publishing a paper associated with that. And then we've got three others, and then we'll start the study. Now, this is interesting. I didn't know until we started looking into these studies. For ethical reasons, you cannot say that you want to do a 62-month study and pay monthly. Because if you run out of money, now you're in a situation where you have to euthanize rats or animals that you're not planning on euthanizing, and so euthanizing, and so they don't want to do that. And so we're actually, you know, each month we're putting a good chunk of change in the bank account so that we're going to say this is earmarked for that study. When we're ready to launch it, we'll just make that big payment.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. So obviously you shared like a pretty profound testimonial with that athlete. The migraine story, anything else that you'd love to sort of share? My listeners would be interested to learn about.
Yeah, I've got kind of two that I think are interesting. One is our largest distributor here in Houston. Her name is Gwen. She actually originally purchased the product for her dog. She had no intention of ever taking the product. And she noticed such a profound difference in her dog that she was like, maybe I need to take this also. It's important to note that a dog is not subject to the placebo effect. So if the dog is happier and running around and having more energy, that is not because it, you know, took that oil stuff that cost money, and so I have to be feeling better. Mm-hmm. I actually did a video with her, and in that video she shares, because people ask, like, how quickly might I notice a difference? She shares that 3 months into it, she might have told you, I haven't really noticed anything. And this goes to like what we're talking about, sleep. But she slowed down and she took stock of her life. And she was like, well, I'm actually able to work later. I'm waking up earlier, and I was never a morning person. And then she shared, I argued the worst possible testimonial for a supplement ever, which is she cleaned her garage. But the reality is your garage as a project that you never get to means something, right? And it can go to anxiety. It can go to how you're feeling, how your mental health is feeling. It can go to how much energy you have. That all ties into it. So yeah, I kind of jokingly say that it's bad. So I think that's interesting. Our shortest time frame in terms of benefit, I have a video testimonial where the lady said, "Today was my first time taking a serving of My Vital C, and today I didn't finish half of my coffee," right? So if you're a coffee drinker, you know you usually finish a cup of coffee and it's usually for a reason. That was her note. And then finally, I like this one because here at the office, we're not designed as a retail store, but if people are in Houston, they want to come by and pick up the product, we do that. I was here working one Sunday and somebody knocked on the door, and this is really early on, and I go answer the door and it felt very clandestine. He was like, do you have any ESS 60? And I was like, yes, I do have ESS 60. Come on in. And then he purchased a couple of bottles. I think it was two. And he gave me his credit card, and I'm like, we don't have a register. So I just went to my computer and typed in his information on our website and then gave him his two bottles. Well, a couple months after that, I remembered him, of course. He was in our lobby and I walked up there, and Cassandra, who was helping him, said, "Hey, this is his third trip, right? In addition to the one that I had sold him." And he was taking advantage. We were running like a three bottle special at the time. And he was taking advantage of that. I'm like, this guy is going to give us, you know, a great testimonial. So I'm like, "Hey, like, what's your experience?" And he kind of disappointingly said, "Well, Chris, I really haven't noticed anything." And there was this awkward silence between us. And then he goes, "Well, does it help? How am I going to do this? We're on air. Does it help with this area," right? His knuckles. And you probably know what we're talking about. And I was like, "Well, people have reported that it helps with that." And he goes, "Oh, well, then it's definitely helped with that. And I used to have this click, click, click in my knee, and it's helped with that. And I'm actually about to go on my fifth jog. I haven't been jogging in like 4 years. And I'm like you, you're shaking your head." I'm like, "Yeah, it's a shame you haven't noticed anything." And then the last thing he said, and this goes kind of to anxiety that was in your previous podcast, is, "Chris, I have to share with you that I feel less stress at work." Let me be clear. It's the same job. It's the same people. It's the same stress. I just feel less stress at work. And so that story has a lot of kind of interesting pieces to that.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, just the way you described that. So same job, same lifestyle, but the way I look at it is just different biology, you know?
Yeah.
The biology changed. And that's the intervention, which I love to hear. And as you were talking about the arthritic pain, or, you know, that the joint pain, it's fine, I'm allowed to say it in here. The way that I look at it, maybe perhaps, is it, I did look into some research suggesting that it does have some stem cell renewal properties, which is probably how it contributes to the anti-aging effect as well.
There's a very specific article that I was just reading, and I actually sent it to my director of research, and he'll read it and then we'll sit down and discuss it, which was talking about the effect on arthritis in rats. Again, not humans, but in rats, and that it was a positive impact in rats.
So the other thing you mentioned, Chris, was the fact that it can be used for pets. Like I haven't spoken about anything for pets on my podcast before, because it's, you know, I mean, like, I love dogs, I love cats, you know, but let's talk about how, you know, C60 can be used for pets.
Yeah. So we have two versions. We have a cat version and a dog version. The dog version has an essence of bacon. Actually, some humans have asked for that. And then the cat version has like some salmon essence. And we get very good reports about it. You know, if you look at that original rat study, those rats lived 90% longer. They didn't have any tumors. And I like to joke, right? You think about living longer. Actually, let me talk about that for a second, because I think that's really interesting. A lot of times I'll share that original study with people and they'll say, like, "Well, but why would I want to live longer?" And I find that fascinating, because for whatever reason, from a very young age, I've just had in my head 125. I just, whatever, 125. And I got to be honest, in my head, that was probably everybody else's picture of what 125 would be. Maybe not that healthy. And what what's really happening when people say, why would I want to live longer, is we don't have this ability to extract living infirmed and unhealthy from living longer. So when we say living longer, the question is really in their mind, it's framed as, how much longer would you like to live infirmed?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people are like, well, let me take care of my will and we're probably going to be good, right? But if I just then turn it around for them and I say, what if you have the same mental capacity that you have today? What if you have the same physical capacity that you have today? Would you then be interested in living longer? And they're, you know, not everyone. Some people probably need to evaluate what they're doing with their lives. But most people at that point will actually turn around and go, well, yeah, if I could have this mental capacity and this physical capacity, of course I would want to live longer. And I think that's something, you know, kudos to David Sinclair and his book Lifespan and what he's trying to accomplish for getting our minds to change about what aging means, what living old means. And I also love what Dr. Gundry says. He says, I want you to die young at a very old age.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's really cool. And I do like the joke about the original study. Those rats that live 62 months, those rats that live 90% longer, there were no notes in the publication that they were walking around with little rat walkers and little rat oxygen tanks connected to them. They lived healthy rat lives until they passed.
Yeah. I mean, that's touching on health span, basically. Yeah. Like not only is it, yeah, helping with lifespan, but also health span, which is definitely, yeah. I mean, like what's the deal if you're going to live to 80 and suffering, you know, with pain and yeah, it's a very good point. Just as you're discussing like more about C60 and even David Sinclair with, you know, talking about metformin and some other anti-aging modalities, it makes me just really passionate now to like put together the ultimate anti-aging stack with like C60, bit of metformin twice a week or
MNN, right? Yep.
Yeah.
NMN. Yeah.
I thought you said, yeah, yeah. Nicotinamide mononucleotide. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many modalities now. Like we just have so much data to work with and we're starting to learn about the mechanisms. We're seeing people respond well to these compounds. We're seeing dogs now responding well to these compounds. It's just definitely an up and coming compound. And why do you think not many people have heard about like C60? Like what do you think's happened in the past?
Well, I think you could ask the same question really about like NMN, right? In the circle we're traveling now, lots of people know about it. But if you just like barely step out of your circle, nobody knows about it. Mm. If you talk about the health benefits, my brother is diabetic and has metformin, but isn't aware of the positive impact that it's purported to have on lifespan, right? Like the positive impact on the markers that David Sinclair is talking about. And so he's even has the drug and is very well read. He reads a lot more than I, but wasn't aware of why anybody outside of diabetes would ever take the product. So I think it's just, and that's what I'm working hard to do, coming on your show. Thank you for having me and going on a lot of different areas to try and spread the word about this research. And I know for some people, they say, hey, it's just too early. I don't really want to take it. Great. I understand that. Like I'm a scientist. You can weigh the pros and cons. For me, it's just the cons don't stack up. They just don't stack up at all. Mm-hmm. And the pros stack up in a major way. Mm-hmm. And you couple that. I mean, honestly, for the first 9 months of 2018, I was answering the phone and, you know, Lucas would call me and go, hey, I'm experiencing this benefit. And I'm like, Lucas, as a human, I believe you telling me, right? Like, I believe what you're saying. But as a scientist, I don't know what to do with the information. Yeah. Because, you know, we're kind of indoctrinated to say, oh, anecdotal information doesn't count. But the reality is it does. I mean, anecdotal information is the reason I'm doing this sleep study, yep. Right? Our customers say that they report better sleep. So great, there's the anecdote. Let me have a theory. Let me put together an experiment. Let me prove that to be true. And it was 9 months in 2018 where I was just floored by all the positive things that people were saying about the product. Mm. And then now I love it, but I don't, and I have doubts because I'm a scientist. But those doubts just dwindle every time I get these same reports over and over and over again.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I respect that a lot. So Chris, I think it's probably I should let my audience know now, if they want to go ahead and, you know, purchase C60, I believe the link is myvitalc.com/Lucas. That's
yes.
Yep. We've got that all set up. So there'll be a discount code. I'll also list it on my website as well. Just search C60. That'll be on my site. There'll be more information about what we've spoken about today. But Chris, was there any final words or anything else you wanted to explore if there's another study we haven't covered?
Well, first, I just want to talk when they go to the Lucas page, right? So myvitalc.com/Lucas, they'll find our product and they'll find each of our products on subscription. I recommend you go on subscription. You save 25%. You can cancel it at any time. Take advantage of that discount. Also, there is a coupon code that's $15 off your initial purchase. And that code is also Lucas. So that's really what I want to share. Let's, we're working on studies. Maybe there's reason for us to get back. I think you're about to start the product, or maybe we're going to get some to you. I don't know. And then maybe there's reason to come back and do an update.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm always experimenting with different things. It's down on the list. I've got other things to, you know, sample and experiment with, but just like Ben Greenfield. But yeah, man, like it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And I think, you know, I'm glad that you're spreading the word. You're very passionate and, you know, we can see that you definitely know your stuff, and it's good to talk to someone on this subject matter that has a lot of experience, years of experience researching it, because not all 60s made the same, and you've dispelled that. And that's where I think, you know, it's just a classic example of like, not all supplements are created equal, and quality really does determine the outcome. So yeah, I just want to say thanks for coming on the show, man.
Lucas, thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you everyone for joining in to today's episode. For in-depth show notes and lessons learned, visit nofilter.media/boostyourbiology.
This has been a No Filter Media production.
Say what you want.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.